Welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bob Duca. My mission is to empower you by empowering me. By sharing with you the trials, tribulations, and triumphs of my own life, I believe that we will be able to better relate to one another. By sharing with you the tools, techniques, practices, and people I encounter on my spiritual journey, past and present, I offer you the opportunity to learn through me. It is my belief that we are all one people, that our individual struggles are but the struggles of the many with different specifics. Further, it is my mission to move out of the shadow of fear, insecurity, and stagnation and step into the energy of invincibility that is love, abundance, and joy. I vow to foster a practice of radical loud joy and ecstatic honesty. I adhere to the operating principle that as with flatulence, so too with negative thoughts, emotions, and feelings, there's more room on the outside than on the inside. Folks, I'm very excited to be here today. I've been battling a little bit of a cold, which you'll probably hear more about in the form of my sniffles, and I apologize in advance for that. I could not be more excited about our guest today. She's somebody who I have been trying to get on this show for a long time because, frankly, I feel like she will legitimize us. I am speaking, of course, about Dr. Camille Goodman, and she is here to talk about her most recent work, Making Love to the Moon. Welcome, Dr. Goodman.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Now, it's good to see you. You look well.
I know you don't mean that, but I do appreciate that. Now, I've come to many of your seminars. I've been to many psychic book fairs and psychic fairs of different sorts and seen you and admired your work.
Thank you.
Why don't we get right into it? Talk to us about the book, Making Love to the Moon.
Okay, I'll speak to you about my book, Making Love to the Moon. It's in its third printing. I'm very proud of it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's actually going to be printed in 7 new languages.
And I would like to point out that you are the first author guest that I've had that is not self-published. This is actually by a – you don't do this at home. A different facility prints these out for you.
No, a lovely and generous facility in Berkeley, California prints my book. Mm. Winfield Press, man, Gary Winfield, he puts these books out. He believes in these books. He champions my writing. Mm-hmm. And he is the driving force behind this book's world travel.
Now, is it a coincidence that Gary Winfield owns Winfield Press, or is that named after him?
He named it himself when he opened the press in
1971. Okay, so I thought it would have been, cosmic.
Wouldn't that be a cosmic joke? Wouldn't that be a fantastic cosmic happenstance?
Absolutely, yes. A cosmic happenstance. Now, that is a great – I don't know what turn of phrase that represents, but I love that cosmic happenstance. Sorry, and I cut you off.
No.
You were about to explain, what is Making Love to the Moon? Now, this isn't really, you don't actually have physical encounters with the moon, do you?
Well – I'll correct you there. I might take you to task. If you connect with your lover in a spiritual capacity that it's beyond lovemaking, you can actually harness the moon. If you, there are certain chemical properties between people. There are certain electric properties between people. Some of them fizzle, some of them explode, and some of them can be so strong and so powerful. Your body is ringing out and the moon is circling you.
Wow.
I've been there.
Wow.
And I hope that – I assume you've been there. We all
– I have been there. I've been over – I've got a form of sexual lycanthropy that when the moon – full moon comes out, my pubic hair grows.
Oh, that is a true thing. Your fingernails grow. Mm-hmm. Your genitals become engorged. Mm-hmm. And you are more bestial.
Yes.
So it's, of course, why wouldn't your pubic hair grow?
Exactly.
I did sleep with a man for just a few months, a few years ago. He was a French citizen, so he did have to leave the country. Mm-hmm. We lost touch. It's fine. What we had was beautiful, but it was fleeting. And he lost his pubic hair at the full moon.
Oh. Now, that would be sexual alopecia, correct?
Yes. But, and in no other way was that man lacking. I mean – uh-huh. He was a beautiful lover.
Was it by any chance Gerard Depardieu?
Oh, I wish. Oh, but see, that man, if I have a few celebrity you know, crushes, if you will, mm-hmm. that I would love to sleep with, and he seems like an absolute wild child.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I read that he urinated on a plane, I thought he's dancing to the beat of his own drummer.
Absolutely.
And I'd love to sit on his face.
Wow, that's very candid of you. Well, that's one thing that we should all know about Dr. Camille Goodman right away. She's although you wouldn't necessarily guess it by the way she looks or sounds mm-hmm. or acts, she's a very sexual being. And your work embraces that. You bring incorporate astrology into relationships and lovemaking specifically, correct?
Yes, because I believe that we look at a person across the room, we think that's someone I'd love to have sex with. I'd love to hold their
Yes.
I'd love to hold their beautiful penis in my hand.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to stroke them. I'd love mm-hmm. to be stroked by them.
Yes.
And
I'd
then
love
you,
for them to give me a sponge bath.
I'd love to be sponged by them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, you see a person across the room, there's a magnetism. You go to them, you walk to them, you realize as you're talking to them, there's nothing. And I think that has something to do with the fact that we are visual people,
mm-hmm.
but we are also lunar people.
Lunar people.
And
lunar means moon.
Lunar means moon.
Yes.
And whenever we're born, as we all know, of course, this is something that we all are aware of. We have a sun sign, Gemini, mm-hmm. Virgo,
sure.
Sagittarius, what have you. But one of the things that we ignore are our moon signs. Our moon signs.
So there's a moon sign as well.
Oh, yes. And this is the one that is lacking from our general knowledge.
Now, would you say that this is something that now, first of all, are there signs for all the different planetary? Like, do I have a Pluto sign and a Venus sign?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Every single planet that the moment you were born was in a planet of its own.
Uh-huh.
Was in a sign of its own, and it was in a house of its own. I mean, it's so incredibly complicated.
It's very
so
rich and very dense.
It's a tapestry.
Yes.
People have lost years of their lives trying to find out.
Oh, sure. Some would say wasted their lives trying to find out.
I don't know if I would say that they
wasted
their—
I'm just speaking now. Pardon me for getting on my soapbox, and I hope I don't fall because I do have vertigo, about how people do not respect astrology.
Oh, yes. People will say, oh, what is that? Are you from San Francisco?
Right.
Are you an Aquarian child?
Yes.
Are you a hippy-dippy?
Yes.
Are you a loser? No.
Yeah.
I look up to the— – why should I spend my entire life looking at the ground when I can look up at the stars and I can look up at the planets and I can look up at the moon
yes.
and I can see the reflection that resides within me?
Absolutely. And I want to point out, you do not fit the typical mold of, you know, some hippy-dippy earth mama— – astrologer. Dr. Camille Goodman is a very outspoken member of the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, you were working for the Mitt Romney campaign, but you left that because you didn't think that he was conservative enough. This is all just by way of saying that none of us fit these molds that society wants us to.
Thank God.
Right?
Yes, Mitt was a great disappointment to me.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like I was traveling around the country with a rock star, snorting
mm-hmm.
cocaine off the ass of America, and I was no longer interested in what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I lost faith in him. It was a very dark time for me. As you recall, we ran into one another. I was having stomach issues,
mm-hmm.
and it was just – it was my nerves.
That's right. We met at adjoining stalls in a unisex bathroom. At a psychic fair.
That was a beautiful day.
That was a beautiful day.
That was a shared moment of absolute intestinal agony.
Nothing can take that away.
No. Absolutely. And it never shall.
Never shall. It never shall. Now, talk to us a little bit about the book. What are some other things that people, when they think about their romantic life and their love life, that they are, what should they take into account in terms of their astrological position? I mean, I'm sure we've all heard things about, you know, like certain signs are compatible with other mm-hmm. signs. But does it go beyond that?
Oh, it goes way beyond that.
Okay.
Way beyond it. The thing is, you can be born Leo
mm-hmm.
and you're fiery and you want to be in charge and you're impetuous, but you have a Cancer moon. And you feel things on such a deep level.
Mm.
Or you have a Scorpio moon. Mm. And you crawl into your cave to draw your prey in.
Yes.
It it tempers your sun sign and it dictates how your emotions and how your love is loved or your emotions are emoted,
how
if you will.
How your love is loved, how your emotions are emoted.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Chapter 7.
That is fantastic. Now, this is really, you have an excellent command of the English language. I want to
compliment you on that.
And your book is so very well written.
Oh, thank you so much.
So very well written. I do wish that it came in large print, though. I've been having a tough time. When you came in here, I had it. You thought I was hurt. I had the book pressed directly onto my eyeball to try to read some of the things. I'm into the first page. I've been reading the book for 2 weeks now, and I just got through the first page, and it is just dynamite.
Oh, I'm so thank you so much. It's readers like you.
Thank you.
Yes, I actually was worried that your cornea had become detached again.
That's possible. That's possible. But, you know, it's hard to tell if your cornea is attached when your glaucoma is as bad as mine is.
Oh, I know. And that's been so troubling for you. Mm-hmm. How are you managing with that?
Well, you know, aside from being the random heckles of milk eye and oatmeal face, you know, it's fine.
I've apologized for that.
You didn't realize it was me. You didn't realize it was me.
Unrecognizable. You were unrecognizable.
Yes.
And I was battling my demons at that time, and
sure. That
was a very, very
somebody
dark
said something
time.
Cruel to me. I looked up, and there's a Volvo station wagon with a Mitt Romney bumper sticker crossed out next to a Coexist bumper sticker, and it was you. But you know what? That's the stars bringing us together as
well. Yes.
That's how I was finally able to get you on the show.
Yes. Well, I owed you. Here I am insulting you, mm-hmm. nearly running you off the road, and of course, I will come and do your podcast.
Absolutely. Now, I want to hear more about you. You've had some experiences with past life regression and lovers from your past life.
Oh, yes. Oh, that is fantastic. I did a fantastic, fantastic seminar about 3 years ago in
Denver. And what was that seminar?
Absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic.
Great.
It was the Nurturing Your Past Lover with Gary Samuels.
Yeah, I almost thought you were going to say Gary Sinise.
I wish.
I was like, he's a music. He plays in a band, and he's an actor, and he does astrology.
Steppenwolf.
He's too good.
I wish. Now,
because it sounds like this seminar was, you said nurturing your past lovers. Does that mean that you still maintain a relationship with past lovers? Are you in a situation where, you know, let's say, you know, some people will have a friends with benefit relationship with somebody they used to be lovers with. So every once in a while, they'll get a call, and they'll make love to that person, a booty call or something like that. Are you having booty calls with lovers from the past?
It's a cosmic booty call. I think that our bodies, and unfortunately we don't recognize this, our bodies are like chimes and they are constant. If you hit a bell in a room,
yes,
and you silence your soul, you silence your mind, and you listen to the bell, you can hear it ring out across the horizon of time.
Yeah.
It's like that with love, and it's like that with sex. If you have powerful, passionate sex with someone, your body will ring across the horizon of time until you stop listening.
Huh.
And it was in this beautiful, fantastic seminar that I realized that all we had to do was continue to listen. I can hear the sound of making love to my former lover, Gertrude.
Oh.
I can feel what it was like if I listen. I can feel what it was like to be making love to a Hun thousands of years ago. If you just turn your cosmic ear on and you clean it out and you listen to
is past life regression lovemaking primarily auditory?
No,
is it primarily a sound thing?
Oh, it's much more. It's full
because
body.
Because whenever
experience.
I think about the sound of lovemaking, I think about somebody wringing out a sponge or like the crinkle of a like a wet sandwich bag or something like that.
Yes, or the banging of a gong, or the hitting the farthest, deepest piano key, or the crashing of a cymbal, or the roaring of a wave. Exactly, that's what it's like. But it's past life sexual regression. is not only auditory, it's sensory. It's all senses. I can feel my body.
Senses.
I can feel it ringing out. I can I can feel at least one of my nipples getting completely mm-hmm. erect when I'm thinking of 1,500
And that's
years.
One of how many?
I have only two.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
But still, remarkably insightful woman who only has two nipples.
Oh, but they're incredibly useful.
I've always associated clairvoyance with extra mammaries.
Yes. Oh, and that's true.
That's why That's why dogs know so much.
That's why they know. That's why they can sense your pain. Mm-hmm. That's why, speaking of sexuality, that's why they always come into the room and get on the bed when you're making love.
Right.
Or you're fucking. Ooh, okay. Or you're humping. Or yeah. whatever it is that uh-huh. you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You've gone to a place, haven't you?
I was just thinking of my beagle.
Oh, okay. Now, talk to me a little bit about what is it like to be a professional astrologer? I mean, is your day filled with seeing clients one-on-one? Are you on the phone? Are you writing columns? Are you what are you doing?
Well, I love that you asked this question. I assume you know the answer, but you're asking it for your listeners, and I'll happily answer it. As you know, I write a monthly column for my website. I give astrological readings for each sign that comes out once a month. It's proven a little hard for me recently as I've been a bit ill with what I believe is an autoimmune disease. It's yet to be diagnosed by a panel of doctors mm-hmm. that I'm throwing money away at. But I write,
autoimmune, is that the one that T-Pain started?
Autoimmune diseases are about making beautiful bodies unwell. If you will permit my small joke.
I will permit. I didn't.
Oh, so much joy.
I didn't hear a joke there, but I will permit it. Now
you'll hear it later.
Now, Dr. Goodman, this daily astrology
monthly.
Monthly.
I will do. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I've just interrupted you. I didn't mean to shut you down.
That's all right, and I recognize that you need to apologize. So I would like to just everybody, if they could stop what they're doing, and bear witness. This is only for you. I don't need this, but Dr. Camille Goodman would like to apologize for me for interrupting, and I'm ready to receive your apology if you'd like to.
I am so sorry for interrupting you and shutting you
down. Okay, I'm going to stop you there. Apparently, the audio wasn't working there. Can you just start again?
Okay.
I'll point to you when it's time to – okay? Dr. Camille Goodman apologizing, and the rest of us are bearing witness.
I am so sorry.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, I hope you feel better. You look a lot more relieved.
I do. I feel cleansed.
This is interesting. Now, that's fascinating because I know that you've done some amazing work on natal charts so how is it that I was curious to hear you say that you do a monthly syndicated column for people's horoscopes, because usually the syndicated columns are frankly, they're BS because they're just based on the people's sun signs. They don't do a full natal chart, which, as we know, is the only way to get a full understanding of somebody's astrological outlook and position. How do you have the time to do a natal chart on all these different readers?
Well, I actually do my syndicated column is actually sun signs.
It's what?
It is actually – I do the sun signs. I don't imagine that there's – enough time in the world.
How
to
is
do
that? How is that possible? You're a preeminent astrologer, and you, of all people, must know that a sun sign is it's the equivalent of Sanka.
Well,
when somebody's wants a cup of coffee, it doesn't work.
It's like a drip coffee, but I can actually.
It is like Sanka.
It is.
Listen, this is an age-old debate, and I feel like I was duped into this.
Duped.
Here's the thing.
I didn't have access to the library. I couldn't have done my research. I have a bronchial deficiency. I did not have to come here today.
You want to talk about hardship and bronchial deficiency?
I would love to. Listen, I came on this podcast today to talk about bronchial hardship.
I have the equivalent dander of an entire carpet in my lung, and you think that you have it hard? Let me tell you something, Mrs. Let me tell you something.
Oh, I'd love, Mrs.
We don't have time for that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to get more furly into this. All right, hold on. We'll be right back. No, absolutely not. You are on my show. You are on my show. Listen, we need more time. We are not ready to be back from this break. We are not ready to be back from this break.
Get
off! Oh, God.
Oh, my nose.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. Wow.
I'm sorry, my nose.
There is quite a bit of passion. Yes, your nose is running like a faucet.
Oh, that's not the only thing that's running.
Oh, wow.
I would say that my genitals are now becoming the Fontana di Trevi, pouring forth with liquid and moisture, and I thank you for that.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to give your vagina the flu.
I would love to be congested by you.
Yes. Okay.
Were we?
Why don't we leave that particularly hot debate
Let's set for it another aside.
Time. Let's just leave it for another time. Listen, there's plenty of other things we can talk about. I want to go back a little while ago in the interview. You talked about somebody who could be a particular sign but have aspects of another sign. Like let's say I'm a Gemini and I could have I could feel like a Virgo.
Do you mean if your sun sign is Gemini and your moon sign is Virgo?
Do not start this whole goddamn thing again.
I did not.
If you want this hornet's nest open, it will be open. It will be open. Let's take a break. We're going to take a break. Oh, God. Oh, Camille.
Rub. I said rub. Don't swirl.
I can't feel my hands. We're not ready yet. We need to go back. Take another break.
I do think it should be noted that there are some dualities. There are some aspects of all the signs in each of our signs. It's
right.
The entire universe within a seashell.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there ever a situation where let's say, a Libra could be like, ever since I was little, I've felt like a Leo, and I'm scared to tell people. Now, is this like, just like in the trans community, could there be a Leo trapped in the body of a Libra, and then through certain kind of hormones and operations in Thailand or Tijuana, they can become what they really believe they are, which is a Leo.
Well, as you know, I would caution against hormones because I don't think anything made in a laboratory should be ingested, used, or acquired.
So you, just for the record, you are not a proponent of astrological hormone medication.
Absolutely not. And I've spoken about it. I've begun a panel. I was in Cambridge a few years ago on a panel where we talked about not using astrological hormones because it's funny.
You did a renegade TED talk about it.
Oh, I did. I wasn't well.
You at Slam Talk. Didn't you at Slam Talk? Didn't you get
were
put
you
on
there?
One
were
of,
you there?
I couldn't get in.
Oh, well, you should have, of course, texted one of my people. I could have absolutely gotten you or tried
well, you know,
to do
with
so.
These text with these thumbs, I can't do it.
I'm sorry to bring that up. You're okay.
Yeah.
I apologize.
That's all right.
But yes, I it's funny that you would, and it makes me laugh, and I won't laugh now, I'll laugh later, but it makes me laugh that you would say of all the signs you would choose, a Libra would think they were another sign, because a Libra, of course, is one of the most mutable of all the signs. And but yes, it is true. I mean, we are born under – because there are so many influences. It's not just the sun. I mean, we're born under a sun – our Libra's in sun, and our moon is in Aquarius, and our Uranus is in Scorpio. So we have all these aspects. So it is very, very common for a sun sign to feel as if, oh my, I think I might be a Leo. You know, it is much like the trans community, and people are misunderstood. People are not recognized. Mm-hmm. These voices are going unheard.
Plus, for both people, it's hard to find shoes.
Exactly. It's hard to figure out what bathroom to use.
Well, boy, don't I know it.
Don't you know it.
Don't I know it. Because people who have anything more than a cursory interest in astrology know that the bathroom habits of the different signs are very different.
They have been trying to pitch that idea for, I can't tell you, countless days. Let us have 12 bathrooms.
Exactly.
I have been trying to pitch that for I can't tell you how many moons. Let us have 12 bathrooms.
Absolutely.
One for each side. Let's make it a baker's
dozen.
Yeah,
and don't tell us that there's no room, because there's people in the community that have been advocating bunk toilets for years and years, right? So it's just like a bankrupt cemetery. You just stack them.
You stand them up. Mm-hmm. You can stack them. We can all learn to urinate while standing up.
Listen, I'm just learning now, and if I can do it, anybody can. Now, Doctor, I want to first of all address that this has been a particularly passionate and at sometimes contentious interview.
Mm-hmm. Historical. It's an historical interview.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to ask, given that technically we have made love, and you are an expert on astrological lovemaking,
mm-hmm.
how am I? What can I do better? What can I do differently? Why do I do it?
My first note would be less talking.
Uh-huh.
Less apologizing. I would say you're a wonderfully intuitive lover. You have an
Now that is the first time that I've heard that.
Oh, well, perhaps you aren't listening enough.
Mm.
Holding your beautiful penis in my hand was like a daily gift from the universe. It was like shaking hands with the president, a president you believed in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, I have heard people describe holding my penis in their hand as holding Bob Dole's hand.
Mm.
But I appreciate you saying that. That's fascinating. Now, and as far as being an intuitive lover, I think that's very generous of you to say that. And I want to apologize again for the wrong hole situation.
It's not the first time that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
You're in good company.
Mm, oh.
But I will get on your back for apologizing, but I will let you slide with that one because it was incredibly
I know it happens to everybody. Yes. But listen, I know it happens to a lot of people, but I don't think any man wouldn't be embarrassed by accidentally sticking his own finger up his own butthole.
It's absolutely fine. It was a wild moment. Mm-hmm. We were caught up. The lights were very, very bright.
Mm-hmm.
And your finger went up your own asshole, mm-hmm. and more power to you.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of time you spent in that position, mm-hmm. digging around, if you will, mm-hmm. that is most troubling to me. But I say we move on.
Okay.
And it's absolutely fine.
Okay. Well, you know, while we're talking about this, I'm just going to take this opportunity to Purell.
That sounds fantastic. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that slipped out of my hand. Okay. Well,
those hands are clean.
They're very clean. Okay. Now, Dr. Goodman, now I know that you primarily adhere to personal astrology, but do you have any world predictions that you can share with us?
Well, coming off of this year, after 2014, uh-huh. I think 2015 is going to finally be a bit of rest for us all. I mean, 2014 was explosive. A lot of
nasty things going on in the world.
Oh, God, it was filthy. I mean, it was just an explosive, a fantastically explosive year for eclipses, please.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the strength to get out of bed at certain points in the summer.
Is that what I can blame it on?
Oh, yes. You can almost get away with blaming anything that went on in 2014 on those four eclipses. They were absolutely surging power.
Yeah.
Ripping us down and blowing us up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you had a terrible year. Your summer was absolutely
horrific. It wasn't until I read your book. I didn't realize this, but my astrological chart, and you were the first one that pointed this out to me, I was the planets aligned in such a way that for me personally, my personal sign, I have in my system, Mercury has been in retrograde for 21 years straight.
It's such an interesting
trend. And I have to say, it's challenging because usually Mercury goes in retrograde for how many, 1 or 2 years?
Yes, yeah, so, or it's, Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, so it's the quickest turnaround.
Uh-huh.
But for you and your 21 particular years. 21.
Yeah, and counting. I'll tell you, it's challenging. I consider this. I've learned to accept this as a gift.
Mm.
You know, I've been taught to look at it that way. It doesn't feel that way. It feels like, how would I describe it? It feels like if the universe were controlled by kind of like a psychotic older cousin that likes to burn bugs and you're kind of scared to see at the holidays because they always want to take you off and do something kind of scary and then they tell you not to tell anybody. It's kind of like that.
I'd ask you to consider for a moment that cousin, if you will, that cosmic cousin we're talking about as a gift.
Well, that's what I just said.
I didn't hear you say that.
That's because you don't listen to me because you are so stuck on the sun sign.
I have
bullshit.
I have a microphone and it's like you're screaming in my ear.
It is because I need to be heard.
I am here. I am looking at you. I am seeing you. I'm hearing you. It's like I can't get your head out of my I can't get your voice out of my head sometimes.
Oh God, I can't. No, that is because
What are you doing, Bob? What are you doing?
I'm just putting my finger up my own ass. Sorry.
I have an ass right here.
Okay. Well, let me just.
I'm the clean one
this
not
baby
being
up.
Seen.
Hey, I'm fine. Let me just clean this puppy up, and we will. How many pairs of nylons are you wearing?
3.
How am I supposed to get to that anus? Jeez Louise, it got so many nylons on it. It looks like a blurry picture of a spider web.
I'll tell you something. This is something that should be on a t-shirt, a poster, a placard, what have you. If you want to get to the anus, you can. I had a lover years and years ago named Nelson Carmichael.
Hmm.
He was a fantastic man. He was a French national, despite the fact that he was born in America. As cheap as can be, he'd eat the shit out of your asshole before he reached for the check. But he was a fantastic lover.
I am so very sorry to interrupt, but I just want to make sure I'm understanding correctly. He's very thrifty, and because of that, he would eat the feces out of your anus.
He would prefer. He used one of those people.
Oh, he'd prefer that. He'd like, I'd rather
eat. He had short arms, if you will. Long fingers, short arms. He would prefer to eat the fecal matter out of your asshole than reach for the check and pick up
the bill. Oh, I see. So that's separate. That's a separate than being, okay.
No, I mean, he would eat the shit out of your asshole. He was so, he was actually one of the first people to teach me to love my anus. Before that, I didn't know it was a sexual hole.
Really? Huh. And he was a French national, you're saying, not a...
Born in America, but still a French national.
You'd think he'd be a German national if he's that into scat play.
Oh.
Right?
Well, he did spend some time in East Germany.
Well, there you go.
We met by a fountain.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
One of the larger ones in Spain.
Yes. Dr. Goodman, we're starting to run out of time. I apologize for that. What's next? You're on a tour right now in support of this book, Making Love to the Moon. What's next? What other cities do you go to? What other places do you go to?
I will be going to Asia.
Oh.
I will be going to South America. Mm-hmm. I will be going to the West Indies. I will be going back to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They love me in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting some feelers out for my next book. I wrote this book 12 years ago. I'm still kind of getting it out there, but I am starting to kind of get a sense of what my next book might be, Making Love by the Light of the Moon.
It'll definitely have to do with lovemaking.
Oh, of course. I'm a sexologist. Moon? I'm a sex therapist. Oh, yeah. I'm a sexual beast.
You certainly are.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. And you would know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue my tour. I might even get into podcasts.
Oh.
Yes. I find that it's a terrific medium for reaching people. I was a little apprehensive at first about coming, but in the last few moments, I realized that this is quite good. A good way to reach people. I might come back on your podcast.
I would love
as
it.
A guest.
I would absolutely yes, love yes, it. Yes, I would absolutely yes, love yes, it. Yes. Now, what is going on for? I'm just going to pick a random sign here for Libras. What do Libras need to look out for at this time of year? This particular time.
And during the holidays, Libras especially need to look out because they'll be surrounded by much stimuli, much family, mm-hmm. much emotional traffic, much cosmic traffic. They need to look out and make to assert themselves, to not be muted so easily by the outside forces mm-hmm. or demanding sexual appetites of the people around them. They have to assert themselves. This mm-hmm. is a time to assert themselves.
Okay.
Especially for Libra.
Especially Libras, yes.
Take a page out of Leo's book, Libra.
Yes.
You know.
Get a library card. Copy it down. Don't actually rip it out. Get a copier. It's probably about 10 cents. And take a page.
Take a page. Go to Leo's website, www.leo.com /my page, and print out one of the pages.
Okay. Now I'm confused. Is that a real thing or were you speaking metaphorically?
I was continuing your line of thought because the library system is becoming such an atrophied system. No one is really going to them. No one's funding them. So I was just beginning to update your reference, of course.
And final question for you. What advice would you give to yourself? Do you take your own charts? Now, are you able to take your own charts? Do you have to go to somebody else? Does it work?
I do my own charts after I go get my charts done to make sure that they have done them correctly.
Right.
And then I make notations. Mm-hmm. And if there are things that line up, so be it. If there are mistakes, I return and I have them redone.
In a perfect world, everybody would do a triple blind astrology reading, and then you'd have an assessment of where you are.
In a perfect world, we'd have a bathroom for each astrological sign, and we'd do a triple blind astrological reading once a week.
Yep.
And we would have – every baby would have a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
I think
if we could just take a moment – I'm so sorry. Oh. If we could just take a moment to think about all the babies out there without biscuits. It's something that, of course, this holiday time comes to mind. And if you've ever been a biscuitless baby, you know it can be very difficult.
Wouldn't it be lovely if there was a program like Toys for Tots, Biscuits for Babies, something along those lines?
Absolutely. But you know what? Probably in this patriarchal society, we won't see it.
Oh, we won't.
I mean, you think about how often and how readily astrology is denigrated. Do you really think that somebody's going to get behind the baby biscuit movement?
When someone says to you, move out of the way, my balls are coming into the room. What are you chicks talking about? Your astrology? That's not the same world where people will make room for biscuits for babies.
That's right. So we're ending on kind of a somber note. I'm glad you brought it back there.
I think what I hope for myself is that I don't follow my rage agenda in a world where people are still completely mistreating the astrological world.
I want to commend you on that because you are such an organized person. You actually have a rage agenda. You plot it out. You know that you have a volatile temper, and you actually write out how the different ways that you're going to express it. Why not use it?
Use it as a gift.
Absolutely.
It's a gift. Thank you.
It's a gift. You're welcome. And listeners, you are welcome for this interview that we've just had Dr. Camille Goodman. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Look for her book, Making Love to the Moon. I wish I could say look for her daily column, her monthly column in the newspapers, but I do not believe in Sun Sign.
You can
astrology.
Find it on
listen,
the internet.
Listen, woman,
it's the
you will
sun
not come
sign.
Here.
I don't have
not
time
in my
day
not
to
in my
go
house.
Over everyone's natal
not
chart.
Not in my house, woman.
Thank you.
Boy, it is briny in here. It smells like low tide at a Vicks VapoRub factory. All right. Can you help me on with my special shoes?
Yes. This is going to have to be washed before you put it back on your foot.
Oh, yes, certainly.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.